start the seventh verak of Maseches Brachos, Daf Mem Hey Amud Aleph. Shlosh Hashach Luka'achas Chayav L'Zamin. If three people eat together, they are chayiv to make a zimun, what we call a zimun. Rashi says, L'zdamin yachad litzrof bracha b'loshon rabim kagon nivarech. To tziv bracha, to be mizdamin yachad, to combine together for the bracha, b'loshon rabim, they should not just each person saying a bracha, but nivarech, let us say a bracha together. That happens only when there are three people eating together. Now the Mishnah discusses, what if you're eating some questionable kinds of food? Achal demai, if a person's eating demai, what's demai? Good, produce that was gotten from an Am Haaretz, you're not sure if Trumas or Maisers were taken from it. On a Daraisa level, what would the halacha be? Now, on a Daraisa level, we assume that it's perfectly fine. Mi Daraisa, it's perfectly fine because Rov Am Haaretz Ma'asrin hein. Most Am Haaretz do in fact take Trumas and Maisros. It's only Midrabanan they made a din called Demai because they were concerned about the significant minority of Am Haaretz that don't take Maisros. Even after the din Demai, we assume that they all take Truma Gedola, but Maisros we're not so sure about. So because there is this din of Demai, on a Drabanan level, it's forbidden to eat Demai. So if they're eating Demai, which Midaraisa is fine. Umaisarishon, or they're eating Maisarishon. Maisarishon is what you give to a Levi. Is a Tzar allowed to eat Maisarishon? Is a non-Kohen allowed to eat Maisarishon? Yes, 100%. Shonatla Trumaso. And we're talking about Maisarishon where the Trumas Maisar has been taken from it. At least that's what we're supposed to believe right now. As Rashi points out, Kasalka Daitach. The assumption we're supposed to make over here is Trumas Meiser Shalo. That what it means not to Trumas is that it's Trumas Meiser was taken. Whenever Rashi says Kasal Kadaitach, what is he trying to tell us? Yeah, that something's going to change. That right now you're supposed to believe this, but ultimately we're going to see that this is not true. If you'll note, there's a little Bach, there's a little Aleph for the Agos HaBach, where he tries to figure out why this is only a Kasal Kadaitach. But we're not going to understand the problem until we see the whole Sugya anyway. So says the Mishnah, if a person was eating Demai, or Maiser Rishon Shalitot Shumaso, or Vayter in the Mishnah, Maiser Sheni, the Hegdish Sheniftu, something that used to be Maiser Sheni, or used to be Hegdish, but has since been redeemed. Once it's redeemed, it is no longer Maiser Sheni, it is no longer Hegdish. What is it? It's just food. It's regular, plain old food. Vashamash Sha'achal Gazayas, or let's say the third guy in the meal was a waiter who happened to have eaten a gazayas of food. Vakuti, or the third guy is a kuti. In all of these cases, mizamnin alav. We can do a zimun. This food is kosher enough. These people are kosher enough. We can do a zimun in all of these situations. However, achal tevel. If a person ate tevel, why is tevel different than demai? What's tevel? You know for sure there's no trumas maisers taken from it. This was not some mysterious food that was bought from an Am Haaretz. This is your food. And you know you didn't take trumas maisers. It's ready for trumas maisers to be taken, but nothing has been taken. That is an iser midoraisa. Or, umaiserishon shalonit la trumaso. Maiserishon that the trumas maiser has not been taken from it. What is trumas maiser? What does Trumas Meiser mean? You give your Levi, the Levi, your Meiser Rishon. He has to give Trumas Meiser to the Kohen from that. So let's say you have Meiser Rishon, but the Trumas Meiser wasn't taken from it. Umeiser Sheni v'Hekdesh Shaloniftu. Or you have Meiser Sheni and Hekdesh that was not redeemed. What's the halacha? Is there an Isser to eat Meiser Sheni, an Isser to eat Hekdesh? There's no such Isser to eat Meiser Sheni or Hekdesh. What's limiting about eating Meiser Sheni or eating Hekdesh? What's the halacha? What makes Meiser Sheni special? You're allowed to eat it. You have to eat only in Yerushalayim. Hegdish as well. You're limited in where you can eat these things. Vashamish sha'achal pachos mekazayis. Or if you have a shamish that ate less than a kazayis, vanachri. Or you have a guy, ein mezamnin lav. You cannot do a zimun in any of these cases because over here, either the food is problematic or the people are problematic. So the Mishnah is discussing both elements, right? What's considered food that you could make a zimun on, what's considered the people that can participate in the zimun. Nashim, avadim, ketanim, ein v'zamin aleihem. Nashim avadim ben katanim, you cannot make a zimun with them. Ad kama mezamin. How much do you have to eat in order to be included in the zimun? Ad kezayis. You have to eat up until a kezayis. That's what Rashi says. Ad kama mezamin. Kama yochal imayim v'yischayiv imayim bezimun. How much do you have to eat with them to be chayiv in zimun? V'nafkamina lo tziyam yidei chavasan im yitnu lo akos levarech. And Rashi says something a little bit strange. He says, nafkamina is if they ask you to lead. Can you lead the zimun? So you need to know how much you have to have eaten in order to be able to lead the zimun. Why is that strange that Rashi says that? What's the pashut nafkamina? To how much you need to eat? Can they make a zimun at all? Right? If two guys ate a whole meal and you had a crumb. So can you make a zimun? Can there be a zimun? Right? So no, nafkamina is can you lead the zimun? Okay, but says the Mishnah, ad kezayis, Rabbi Yehuda omer kebeitza. Tanya Kama says a kezayis, Rabbi Yehuda says a kebeitza. That's what you need in order to do the zimun. So main point number one, you need three people for a zimun, as long as the foods and the people are halachically viable. Tosfos discusses when we talk about achal tevel, what does that mean? Who's eating tevel? Does that mean all three of them are eating tevel? Or only one of the guys is eating tevel? And that leads Tosfos into a discussion of what happens if you have people that are eating together, but they can't eat each other's food. Why wouldn't they be allowed to eat each other's food? So you have a Kohen who's eating Truma. So the Yisrael cannot eat the Kohen's Truma. What would be a modern day example? People who cannot eat each other's food? Sfardim and Ashkenazim. They have different halachas in terms of Bishalakum. Or let's say you have people who are makbid. Tosus' example is people are makbid on pasakum versus people who are not makbid on pasakum. And someone's eating a loaf of bread that's pasakum those, but from whatever. So is that are they allowed to make a zimun together? Okay, so you got to learn that Tosus in order to figure out all of those details. Good, let's see the Gemara. Minani mili. From where do we know that you need three people, bedafka, that it's three people that makes a zimun? Amar Rav Asi. To Amar Kra, Pasuk says, Gadlu Hashem iti, unramma shmo yachdav. So don't you see, you need three people. How do you see it? Rashi says, Gadlu Hashem iti, hare shlosha. You see, it's three. How? How do you see it's three? Gadlu is plural. Iti plus me, right? So Gadlu Hashem, Iti. You plural, together with me, should give Gadula to Hashem. So that's three. That's got to be, and Roma Shmai will raise up his name, Yachtov, together. So that's three people. Rabbi Avo Amar Mehacha, from the following apostle, Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havu Godel Elokeinu. When I call out the Shem Hashem, you plural should ascribe greatness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So again, you see that it's one person talking to a multiplicity of people. The minimum of a plural is always two. So it's two plus the one, that's three. So those are the two sources. So main point number two sources for the requirement of three people for Zimun. Gadul Hashem Iti. And Kishem Hashem Ekra Havgoda Lelukenu. Two sources. One is still, one is Devarim. So would you say one is Divrei Kabbalah and one is Daraisa? That's a good point. So maybe there would be Nafkaminas. I don't know. I have to see, is any of this Daraisa, Zimun Daraisa, or is Birchus HaMazon Daraisa? The whole thing might be Darabar, these might be Asmachtas. Amar Rav Chanan Bar Abba, Minayin La'ona Amein, Shelo Yagbia Kolo Yosem and Amavarech. How do I know that when you answer Amein to a bracha, you should not do a color war Amein? right? That it should not be. You know what I'm talking about, right? You should not. You should not answer. You should not raise your voice louder than the person who is mevarich. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, "Gadul Hashem iti unram v'shma yachdav." It's yachdav and iti together, all at once. So you see that you're not supposed to have one person elevate above the other. Amrav Shim Mempazi. How do I know that a metargame is not allowed to raise his voice louder than the kore, louder than the one who is laning? It used to be by laning that there was a balkore plus a metargame. So how do I know that the metargame shouldn't be louder than the kore? Shenamar. Because the pasuk says, Moshe yidaber ve'elukim yanenu b'kol. The pasuk says, Moshe spoke and Elukim answered b'kol. So obviously b'kol, she'en tam lomar b'kol, doesn't need to say b'kol, matam lomar b'kol, why does it say b'kol with a voice? What is it, what's it adding when it says b'kol? Obviously if Hashem answered, it was with a voice. No, b'kolo shel Moshe. That Hashem answered with Moshe's voice. Now in this model, who's the kore, who's the metargim? It sounds right? Moshe is the kore, and Hashem is the metargim. Is that the way we normally assume? The Moshe is the Kore. If you look at Tosos, Vim Tomer Hechi Maisi Raya Mi Moshe, Vatzorich Lasuya De Moshe Ayim Metargim, V'loyim Erim Kol Yosim Ekrosh Baruch Hu. Moshe should have been the one that logically fits into the slot of the Metargim, and he should be the one that's not raising his voice louder than Ekrosh Baruch Hu. Shoyu Kore. Vu Mevi Shakrosh Baruch Hu Ayim Kore Moshe Ayim Metargim. But according to Pasuk, it sounds the opposite. Upir Shav Alfas Bekolo Shal Moshe. What was happening? Hashem taught Moshe, and then Moshe had to let all the people know. How loud would you speak if you were speaking to 3 million people without a microphone? You'd get this guy to do it, right? You would do it loud. You would need someone who can boom it, right? So Mistama, Moshe was doing it as loud as he possibly could. Avla Kadosh Baruch Hu. Lo hayat sarich larim kolo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't have to. Sharei lo hayat medaber al Moshe levad. Hashem didn't have to do it loud because Hashem was just talking privately to Moshe. Va'afilu hachi hayat magbia kolo. But still Hashem did it loudly. Why? Kadesh shelo yehi kolo shel Moshe. Metargim ram yoser mikolo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that Moshe as the metargim shouldn't have a louder voice than Hashem who is the kore. Shaya kore. So really, it is Moshe as the metargim and Hashem as the kore, and it's the fact that Hashem made his voice equal to Moshe's. Why did he make his voice equal to Moshe's? He didn't want Moshe's voice to exceed his, because the metargim's voice is not supposed to exceed the voice of the kore. Says the Gemara Tanya Nam Yachim. We have Bryce that says just like this. Eina metargim rashe lagbia kolo yosem in a kore. A metargim is not allowed to raise his voice louder than the kore. If the metargim can't get his voice to be as loud as the kore, the kore should lower it to get to the point where they could be even. It's supposed to be the same. It's supposed to be at the same decibel level. And that is main point number three, that both answering a main and being metargim should be at the same decibel as the mevarich and the kore. Respectively. When you answer a main and when you're a metargim, should be at the same decibel level as a mevarich and as a kore. Weiter, two dots now. Says the Gemara, Itmar, Shnaim Shachlu Ka'achas. Ooh, change the number on us. What happened? Not Shlosh Shachlu Ka'achas, which is the first words of the Perek, right? But Shnaim Shachlu Ka'achas. Two people eating together. Pligi Rav Rabbi Yochanan, Machlokas Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, Chad Amrim Ratzu L'Zamein Mezamnin. One says that if they want to do a Zimun, they can. V'Chad Amrim Ratzu L'Zamein Ein Mezamnin. And the other one says they may not do a Zimun. The Gemara is going to bring four rayos, whether two people can or cannot do a Zimun. Four rayos that, if I recall correctly, are all that they cannot, but we'll reject each raya. So, can two people do Zimun together? Raya number one, Tanan, our Mishnah. Shlosha sha'achlu ka'achas chayav in l'zamin. What does our Mishnah say? Three people eat together, what do they have to do? A Zimun. What does that tell you? Three, not two, right? So that's what the Gemara says. Shlosha in, shnayim lo. Three people, yes, but two people cannot. So isn't that a raya that two people cannot do a zimun? Says Mar, no, it's not a raya at all. Hasam chova hacha rishus. Our Mishnah is only saying that three people are chayiv to do a zimun. It could be that two people are permitted to do a zimun, they're just not chayiv to do a zimun. Tashma, I'll try another raya. Shlosh shach lukachas chayav in the zamein. Three people eat together, they have to do a zimun. V'ein rashon lechalek, and they can't split up. Ooh, shlosha in, shnayim lo. Apparently, three people can do a zimun together, but two cannot. How do you see? How's that a raya that two people cannot do a zimun? So says Rashi, shlosha in, shnayim lo, hachi pirusho. From the fact that we say they can't split up, it must be that two people can't do a zimun. Because if two people could do a zimun, there would be nothing wrong with splitting up. Why? Because if you held that two people, if they wanted, could do a zimun, why can't one guy split off? Let him go and bench on his own, and he's not doing anything wrong because he's not robbing the other guys of their opportunity to do zimun. They're still going to be able to do zimun. The fact that we say don't split off means because if you split off, you're going to stop the other guys from doing a zimun. What's the obvious kasha in Rashi? Yeah, what about himself? Maybe the other two guys will still be able to do zimun. You know why you shouldn't split off? Because what's going to happen if you split off? They'll still be able to do zimun, but who won't? You won't be able to do zimun. Tosas kasha. Bottom tosas. Mifarish Rashi. Amayin Rashan lechalik echum neashnayim. Kivin debez nami in mezamnin. Lezel hu vahalom mafkirim birch zimun. Tema. Dilma taima dein Rashan lechalik mishum. Di yifterush lishlishi mi birchas hazimun. Maybe the reason they can't split up is because that third guy, that single guy, is not going to be able to do a zimun. And he shouldn't rob himself of the opportunity of a zimun. So Tosfos first suggests, that's not really our question. Our question is not really from the line that we quoted. It's the sefer that we didn't even quote that says, Dalid ein rasha in lechalik. That if you have four people, they can't split into two groups of two. That's the raya. Because if it's four people splitting in two groups of two, and two people were allowed to make a zimun, what would be the problem? Everyone's still making a zimun. That's the raya. But then Tosa says, hard to imagine that that's the raya. Why is it hard to imagine that the raya is from the seifa? We didn't even mention the seifa in the Gemara. So it's hard to imagine that this is like one of those v'chule. And you know what the v'chule is all about. And like you're supposed, it's too much for us to put together. There's no way, hard to imagine that's really the raya. So rather, says Tosa, the raya is, like we said, it's from the case of three, right? But if the issue was that you're robbing the opportunity for zimun for yourself, then it should have said, ein hayachid rashay lechalek, or ein echad mehem rashay lechalek. That, you know who's doing an avera? You, the one guy who's splitting off is doing the avera. The other two guys, they're fine, because they're still going to be able to do zimun. But that's not what it says. What does it say? Ein rasha lechalek, meaning who's not allowed to split up? All three of them aren't allowed to split up. It's an isra on all of them. Why is it an isra on all of them? Must be, the Gemara says, because nobody's going to be allowed to do a zimun now once they split up. That's ultimately the raya. Anyway, so back in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, shayni hasam, not a raya. It's different over there. Dekavaluhu bechova meyikara. Once you have three people together and you have a chi of zimun, you cannot downgrade to an optional zimun. I mean, if you split up, it could be that two people will be able to do a zimun, but what's the nature of that zimun? It's optional. You had three people, you had a chi of zimun, that doesn't allow you to downgrade to an optional zimun. But maybe, enochinami, if two people eat together, maybe, what's the halacha? Maybe the halacha is that they can do a zimun. Tashma, third raya. Hashamishayim, mishamish halashnayim. There's a waiter serving two people who are eating. He can sit down and eat with them. You go out to a restaurant with your friend and you're eating. The waiter just sits himself down at the table, decides to eat with you without asking permission. Totally fine. But if you went out with two other friends and you're eating, The waiter may not join them unless they gave him permission to do so. Why? What's the assumption? That if there are two people eating, they want the waiter to join them. He doesn't have to ask permission. They want him to join them. Why do they want him to join them? It's their only chance at a zimun. But wait a second, is it? We just said that according to one Amora, two people can make a zimun. So isn't this a raya that two people cannot make a zimun? The fact that you we're automatically assuming you want the waiter with you? It says, well, no, shiny hasam, the nichalu, the mikvalu, b'chova. Maybe they prefer to have a chiyuv zimun rather than an optional zimun. Why would they prefer a chiyuv zimun? Says Rashi, Tap Rashi, very important concept. Remember from last year, Kiddushin, G'dagadol ha-mitzuva v'yosa. Better to do something being commanded than to do something voluntarily. What's the svara for gadol ha-mitzuva v'yosa? Someone's commanded to do it. One of the svarim of the Bali tells us is that he's going to have a bigger yetzer not to do it if you're commanded to do it. Other svarim, the Ritva says, God the Lutzuv Yosef, because if Hashem commanded it, it means He really wants you to do it. So He wants you to do it more than if He didn't command you to do it. So it must be a greater mitzvah. Whatever the svar is, it works here as well. Tashma, fourth raya, final raya for today. Nashim zamnos liatzman. Women who are eating together can make a zimun for themselves. In girls' seminaries or whatever, I'm sure they have the practice of making a zimun amongst themselves when they eat together. That's the halacha. Avadim is zamnin liatzman. Avadim, when they eat together, we don't have this anymore, but avadim, when they eat together, also can make their own zimun. Nashim v'avadim u'ketanim, if you have nashim, avadim, and ketanim together, imratzu lezamin, and they want to make a zimun altogether, ain mizamnin. You can't do it. So it says Mara, wait. Vameya nashi kitre gavri damya. Generally speaking, we consider 100 women, or any number of women, to have the same halachic status in terms of a grouping as a group of two men. Vikatania, what does it say? Nashi mizamnos liatzman. Vavadim mizamnos liatzman. That women and avadim have the same status as women can make their own zimun. Doesn't that imply that two men can also make their own zimun? So this is our first raya in the other direction, that two people can do a zimun. So it says, Gemara, no, shiny asam di ikadeos. No, maybe two men being the same as 100 women is not true when it comes to Zimun. Maybe Zimun is about how many different individual personalities you have. And certainly 100 women is 100 personalities, right? Two men is two personalities. It's not about the halachic status of a grouping, like you would have by a minion, let's say, where even 100 women doesn't make a minion, but it's about how many different people there are. So there are different deos. So Ihachi asked Gemara, if that's so, Eima Seifa, Nashim Vavadim Ratzu Lezamin, Ein Mezamnin. But we said women and Avadim together cannot make a Zimun. Amaylo, Vayika deos. Why not? There are lots of people. As long as you have lots of different personalities together, shouldn't that allow you to make a Zimun together? No, Shaini Hasu Mishum Pritzusa. Over there it's considered a Pritzus. For the women and the avadim to make a zimun together, that we're worried about being a pritzus. So we're going to stop there. The last main point will be machlokas amarayim, whether two people can make a zimun. And the Gemara attempts four proofs. All the attempts fail, but we attempt four proofs. Three that they can't, and one that they can. Okay.